Carrie Kind, and I'm the editor of In the Moment, the personal narrative section of Academic Pediatrics. In this forum, we share your stories, your experiences with patients or experiences being a patient, the influence of mentors, the impact of policy and societal events, and the relationship of the author's work in pediatrics to their lives and the lives of others. These narratives allow the reader, or here the listener, to make connections to larger themes through the story itself.
My name is Juliana Nichols, and my In the Moment piece is called Reality Check. "I don't like seeing the police car on our block," she said with concern at age 9. "What is it about driving in the car with your children that inspires them to pummel you with difficult questions?" My daughter is gifted when it comes to challenging my parenting and pediatric skills. "The police are just making sure we are safe," I assured her. "I thought police officers hurt Black people." One innocent statement felt like a big dose of reality had hit my car. I knew that I had to carefully craft my response and that I could not hit the car ahead of me as I lost my focus. I wish that I could report what I told her, but I honestly do not remember the words. I think it was a statement about how police officers work to protect our neighborhood. Whatever I muttered, I know it was not adequate, and I could not begin to explain how race affects all aspects of our society. How should I have answered her question? How do you talk to your child about race when your lived experience is different from that of your child? As a mother and pediatrician, I thought I knew the answers. However, when faced with an in-your-face scenario, I fell short. My husband and I have been married for 20 years. He's a general pediatrician as well, and we met while I was a medical student and he was a resident. While many assumed that we met during a hospital rotation and he was my supervisor, we actually met playing co-ed basketball. I'm white, and my husband is Black. This difference has resulted in two different realities for us. I initially realized these realities when we began dating. While driving back from a movie, a time prior to Netflix, we were stopped by a police officer for not yielding the right of way. I was immediately annoyed, and my husband was immediately nervous. The police officer gave us a warning instead of a ticket, which surprised my husband. My daughter's statement regarding the police that evening came from a place of fear, as she identifies as Black. Just as my husband's nervous reaction surprised me, her fear surprised me as well. I was seeing her reality for the first time. A reality where children at her school have asked her more than once if she was adopted. The most recent scenario was a stupid boy who asked her if she was adopted when he saw the two of us together. She quickly responded, "No, my mom is white and my dad is Black." We adults dance around these issues and children just speak the truth. Another reason I chose pediatrics. As she matures into the tween years, she is establishing her own identity. She has commented about needing more friends who are Black and preferring a school with more Black and brown kids. She has a love-hate relationship with her beautiful curly hair, as it takes a village of hair products to have a good hair day, yet likes that it is a source of endless compliments. She comments that she has the darkest skin of her close friends, but likes that her friends compliment her skin tone. I see her making more attempts to have friends that are Black or biracial. Like all children in their tween years, they're trying to fit in and feel comfortable in their rapidly changing bodies. I used to avoid talking with my daughter about current events that involved racism and microaggressions due to her younger age and knowing that her parents made her identifying her race challenging, which can be protective. We're fortunate to live in a diverse city and have supportive friends and family who embrace our racial differences. While trying to protect your child is normal behavior for parents, the pediatrician self made me rethink my approach. I now try to discuss openly how she identifies her race. While I encouraged embracing the backgrounds of myself and my husband, I often fell short of explaining some of the challenges my husband has faced as a Black male. I no longer shelter her from those stories, but use them as an opportunity to discuss race and racism in our society. I try to foster her awareness of the historical roots of racism through discussion of current events, often using online resources as her formal school education in this area has been limited. I also hope she can explore the benefits of being biracial and see diversity as a strength in her life and our society. As a pediatrician, parents expect us to guide them on how to approach challenging topics with their children. After all, we are the experts. Unfortunately, years of study and tests do not adequately prepare us for these more challenging societal topics. Interracial families are increasingly common, and these families face unique challenges and opportunities. We often do not know how best to guide the parents and families in this journey. We may not feel that it falls within our role as a pediatrician, but we are in a unique position of trust when it comes to guiding families on parenting. While I'm definitely a work in progress in this area, I have made a concerted effort to understand my own biases and beliefs. I stay abreast of current events involving diversity, equity, inclusion, locally, nationally, and internationally that affects my patients and their families, as well as my family. I hope to encourage open communication about race with my patients and their families and foster parental consistency in messaging about race. I hope to support patients and their families as they discuss skin color and identity with their children, knowing that families differ on when they're ready to have these conversations. What I learned from my daughter is that by protecting her from the reality of our world resulted in fear instead of what we want for all our children, empowerment to change for the better.
Thank you to our authors for sharing. A note to listeners that In the Moment publishes narratives where either patient or family permission has been obtained, or with a notation that minor details have been modified to aid in protecting patient privacy. Thank you for listening.